What you are about to hear is a talk given by Sid to a few friends in Vancouver in December 1980.
A lot of us here are still stuck, me included, and the reality of trying to find happiness outside. We're also stuck in trying to figure out what we do in life and how we tick and what is right and what is wrong. And we try and analyze and judge our own activities. The whole Freudian theory, going back in the past, is actually so outdated, it's ridiculous. Because going back in the past only antagonizes mental sickness. It keeps it alive. It proclaims that it's reality, when in fact it's a reality that's gone, it's in the past, it's dead. It's only a memorization from the past, a memorization which is only a thought. So everybody is only a thought away from the cure of mental sickness. That's a fact. Because it's a world of thought. All mental sickness is thought. It's a reality that's brought into form because that living soul believes and sees what it sees from its own little personal ego. And a little personal ego is responsible for all the problems, because a little personal ego creates greed. First of all, it creates fear. And from fear comes greed, hate, desire. Everything that you can't possibly run away from. So you're a prisoner of your own mind, because you live in a world of illusion. Because that's what the world is. It's a cosmic illusion, created via the mind of mankind. And everything within this illusion appears as a reality, but as in fact, it's only the shadow of a true reality that exists. And that true reality that exists must be of spiritual essence. And you look for that spiritual essence that lies within you, because that spiritual essence has all the answers that you're looking for. You won't have to figure them out. The little mind can't possibly figure itself out. The little mind is a prisoner of its own thought system. See, words wake people up. But it's not directly the word. The word is only a guide. But there's a certain catalyst that's needed to change this word into a reality. And what it is, it's called courage. Courage to look and see that there's something greater than yourself. And when you start to see this, it brings tranquility to your life, because you take all those supposedly important memories from the past, the ones that are creating your anxieties and your negative life pattern as it is right now, and you start to realize the fallacy of them. So you drop them from thought. the useless negative thoughts from the past. And this leaves nothing but the feeling of positivity. And within you, there is enough spiritual power to rid yourself of all mental sickness. There's enough power in you to guide you through marriage. There's enough power in you to guide you through life totally. It is only mind that knows the secret to life. It's only mind that knows the secrets of the allness and the great nothingness. When you really look at it, this allness, total allness, is also the nothingness. You see, if you were taking a camera to take a picture of the allness, it couldn't be done because there'd be no camera and there'd be no life. So that means to say the allness is really nothing, and nothing is everything. That's the great oneness. That's the secret that lies within your head that can literally turn your life into the reality that you've been looking for since birth. It must come as an insight, some knowledge there with you all times. And it unfolds, and when it unfolds, you call it an insight. Some knowledge there with you all times. And it unfolds, and when it unfolds, you call it an insight. If you waste your time trying to figure out why you're unhappy today, and why you were happy yesterday, and why your wife's unhappy, and you can't figure out how you're unhappy, but you can always figure out how your wife's unhappy. It's a game. It's a hell. It's a trap. You've got people all over the world telling, leading people into this trap. And it's called life. If you always go with positive feelings, you won't go wrong. And if you get a bad feeling, have a look at it. And I don't mean by having a look at it, judge and analyze and figure out why is this and why is that. Just look at the feeling. No further, no details, just a feeling. And if you want to look at that feeling, it'll get you out of it and make you feel good. But if you try and fight such a feeling, I say you're in trouble. And we all get that. Find the feeling of being thankful. Not thankful to anybody. Thankful for life. Thankful for what you found. It's like, you know, Christmas time when the bells are ringing, the trees and the music's going, and you walk down these malls and all of a sudden you feel, wow, geez, it's Christmas. And you get, there's a feeling rushing through you that it's a feeling of elation. You just love it, eh? That's what I'm talking about. That's the feeling that you can look for and find. It's your feeling. You're just using Christmas as an excuse to bring it out. But when that feeling occurs, you can rest assured there's no feeling of hate, anger. There's no feeling of desire. It's contentment. And that feeling will take you. And it's that feeling that opens up all the secrets to life. The whole psychic channel is opened by positive feelings. That's the key. That's why originally, like everybody says the same thing, that the answer is love. And of course, love must be positivity. It's the same thing. But true love, not ego love, true love is when the understanding of life starts in you and you start to see without judgment. That's why when you get the feeling of love, that Christmas feeling, or maybe if you just look at your child and all of a sudden you get a feeling of love, that moment, once again, you've rested your mind. And just because you've rested your mind, the payment is love. You're responsible for that feeling. And to get it, all you had to do was literally stop all judgment and see with a clear open channel. And you've got the feeling of love. It is literally impossible to find anything about the secret to life or the secret to the mind through negativity. It is literally, totally impossible. Look for a positive feeling. Let a positive feeling guide you. And you, as I talked about the Christmas feeling, it's a feeling of love. You can find it. There's supposed to be coffee at 11. It might be there. Marty, would you check it?